Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. Federal health officials say there are still many questions to be answered about the new variant of the coronavirus, but they know one way to protect Americans: get vaccinated. Xavier Becerra, the head of the Department of Health and Human Services, says the U.S. has enough vaccine doses for everyone.
The supply that the president has made available is enough to meet the need, and it's just a matter of making sure everyone can get to it. And so we continue to provide supply. In fact, we just announced that we're sending out more than 10 million vaccines across the world.
Right now, a ban on travel is in effect from South Africa, where the new variant was first detected. Becerra says officials will continue to monitor the evidence to decide if vaccine or testing requirements should be placed on domestic travel. Nebraska is now the sixth state to report confirmed cases of the Omicron variant. From Nebraska Public Media, Will Bauer has more.
The first known case in Nebraska was an unvaccinated person who returned early last week from Nigeria and felt sick the day after. The other five cases resulted from exposure to the first. According to the local health department, only one of the six people was vaccinated. Health Director Kim Showalter says none of them needed hospitalization.
We may be one of the first in the United States with Omicron, but we're certainly not going to be the last. It's just like Delta.
Showalter and other health department officials say locals should treat this like any other COVID case, maintain proper precautions, and get vaccinated. For NPR News, I'm Will Bauer in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Authorities in Michigan are searching for the parents of a 15-year-old boy charged with Tuesday's murder of four fellow high school students. James and Jennifer Crumbly are being charged with involuntary manslaughter. They reportedly had bought a gun for their son, Ethan, and had ignored warning signs their son may have been planning violence. Lawyers for the parents say they are not fleeing the police, but had left town for their safety and will turn themselves in. Opening statements are set for next week in Minneapolis in the trial of a white former police officer charged in the death of a 20-year-old black man. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
Kimberly Potter is facing manslaughter charges in the death of Dante Wright. She has pleaded not guilty. Potter and another officer tried to arrest Wright on an outstanding warrant during an April traffic stop. On body camera video, Wright is seen pulling away from the officers. Potter shouts taser, but then shoots Wright with her handgun. Her lawyers say she meant to discharge her stun gun instead. The jury of seven women and seven men, including the alternates, is predominantly white. It includes two women of Asian descent and one black woman. The jurors range in age from their 20s to their 70s. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in Minneapolis.
This is NPR News. An international arts fair wraps up this weekend in Miami Beach. It had been canceled last year due to the COVID-19 pandemic. From member station WLRN, Veronica Zaragovia reports, people are happy to be back despite the travel hassles and COVID restrictions.
Visitors need to show not just their pricey ticket inside the Miami Beach Convention Center.
I need either proof of a negative COVID test from the last 72 hours or your vaccination card, guys.
More than 250 galleries have exhibits up. Carla Bisong owns an art gallery in Houston, where she flew in from.
You know, it's like the Super Bowl of the art world in the United States.
Silvia Yapur is an artist based in South Florida. She says in Spanish that the day is magical.
Te diría que realmente es mágico porque están haciendo unos días como preparados para la fiesta.
The 80-degree winter day feels handpicked for the festival's return, she adds. For NPR News, I'm Veronica Zaragovia in Miami Beach.
President Biden says the U.S. is developing new initiatives to discourage Russia from taking military action in Ukraine. Russia has been building up its troops on the Ukrainian border, prompting fears Russia may be planning a large-scale military offensive. As he departed the White House Friday for a weekend visit to the presidential retreat Camp David, President Biden said the U.S. is aware of Russia's actions and expects to have a long discussion about it with Russian President Vladimir Putin. The two leaders are expected to hold a video conference in the coming days. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.